right, hello and welcome back to my podcast, Hats Chats. Today we are with, nonetheless, my own father, Lester Fennell. And today we're talking in our episode a little bit about history and development of cinema going and the silver screen experience told through the eyes of a silver-haired man. So this is my dad here. I don't know if you want to say hello and introduce yourself.
Yeah, hi everyone, it's Lester here.
Nice. And what have you been doing during lockdown? How has lockdown been treating you recently?
It's been okay. And I've quite enjoyed the social distancing because I don't really like people very much anyway. So it's quite nice just to keep a distance from everyone. So we're very lucky. We live, you know, right out in the countryside, and we look out to sea, and we almost have our own beach, and we've got the lovely Bonnie, our dog. So, you know, life in lockdown is actually pretty straightforward.
That's very nice. It's very different from where I am in Stirling at the minute. We've got a lot of roadworks and construction work going on at the minute, so not very peaceful where I am. But I'm glad you've been doing well and keeping up. It's definitely a very strange time at the minute, one that I don't think any of us have lived through.
No, definitely not. I don't really want to live through it again, but I don't think it's ever going to be normal again either.
No, I know. This has definitely been a common conversation I've been having recently about the future after lockdown and what that may look like. And speaking of future and past, I guess this is kind of what this episode is all about, really, is the kind of question of cinema, especially with lockdown and cinemas kind of closing down around the country and kind of uncertainty for a lot of creative industries and how they're going to survive and transform after, you know, after lockdown. So I suppose it's quite a current topic at the minute about thinking about how things have changed, and especially cinema has changed significantly since you were young anyway. I know that was a very, very long time ago, but you might struggle to remember. So if you wouldn't mind, I would like to ask about your first cinematic experience, if you can remember, and what did you go see?
The real memory I have is I grew up in a town called Brentwood in Essex, which is now famed for The Only Way Is Essex and the Sugar Hut and all of that stuff. So it was a very Essex town. And in our high street, we had one Odeon and one screen. And that was pretty much the same for most towns. And quite often, you couldn't book tickets, obviously, or any of that. So you used to queue. So the minute a film came out, you would go to see it, but you would queue up. And when the cinema was full, they closed the doors and that was it. So my first cinema experience, now this is two things. So I won't tell you the film yet, because the first cinema experience was on a weekend, on a Saturday, you would have the children's Saturday club. And what a lot of parents did was drop their kids off at the cinema and they'd pay their whatever, however much it was, not a lot, 50p, 20p, whatever. And the kids would all just get into the cinema, and there wouldn't be a film, there would be episodes of things. So my first memories were of a very old episode of Robinson Crusoe.
Oh, wow. Right. Okay.
And it would be like for half an hour, and you just see that bit of Robinson Crusoe. And then the following week, there would be the next one, and then the next one. But the idea was that it was going to entertain the kids for like probably 2.5 hours. While the parents went off into the high street to go and do shopping. It was noisy. You know, you had like a guy who used to tell you to shush. And he was always going to be an old guy, you know, who's obviously semi-retired or whatever. And kids would just run around him, you know. Some may have described me as quite cheeky in those days. But you could open the fire door at the back and let other kids in without them obviously going through the foyer or paying. But it was great fun. It really was good fun. And I suppose that started me off on that whole world of cinema, big screen, loud sound, and the stuff that really should go with the cinema experience, even though the quality of the film at the time was really rubbish compared to today. So that was my first cinema experience of the actual building, if you like. But I also put down, I also have another memory, which this would be more sort of, you'll probably more understand this, because I thought, well, that was the first time I went to the cinema. But when was the first time you go to the cinema on your own? So you go with your mates. And I was lucky enough to be, by then I was at senior school, but the first big movie that I went to go and see with my mates at the local cinema was Grease.
Oh, amazing. I would have loved to have seen that in the cinema.
Loads of us went. I must have seen that at the cinema a good, I would guess, 7 to 10 times.
Really?
Going to the same cinema, seeing the same film, because we just loved it. We just, every bit of it was just such a good laugh. And we knew the songs and we knew everything else. And I ended up getting the record and all sorts of stuff. So that was massive. That really was.
So can you think of a film from any point in your life when you've gone to the cinema that was memorable and kind of stayed with you purely for going to see it in the cinema? That film kind of stuck with you.
I've got the best one now. And this will always, this will go to my grave, and that is that I was lucky enough, my mum took me to see Star Wars, and she took me to see Star Wars at Piccadilly Circus at the Odeon, and there I was at this huge cinema watching Star Wars, and just brilliant, and loved it. For me, you know, and I've been lucky enough to grow up in that generation where we've had everything from models right the way through to CGI and some of the most amazing stuff now that comes out. But Star Wars was ahead of its game in the modeling, just the whole way it was shot. It was just something else. It really was. And you had just the most exciting characters. It's more actually the experience than the actual film. I could think, you've just reminded me of something actually, and that was, there was the scene in Jaws, your favourite movie, I know, you love Jaws, and it's all about suspense and all about the music and stuff like that. But there is the scene in there where Richard Dreyfuss dives down to go and look into a sunken boat, and he gets down to the boat and there's a hole in the side of the boat, and he sees the shark's tooth there, and he goes to pick the tooth out, and at the same time he picks the tooth out, a head rolls out of the hole. That moment, I was in a cinema watching it for the first time, and I fell out of my seat. I physically fell out of my seat because it was just such a shock. You know, in America, they did these cinemas where they could make your seat vibrate. Why do you need that? If you're a good enough director, you can make people fall off a seat. And that to me is the sign of a good director. If I've got a seat that he's having to tell me when I'm meant to be scared or, you know, tense or any of those things, then the film isn't doing, or the director isn't doing justice to the film, in my honest opinion.
Exactly. And Hitchcock actually once said about film can be the organ of the orchestra. However you play it will determine the tone and the reaction that you get. And Hitchcock loved the idea of treating his audience like puppets. So final fun kind of question. Imagine this, that there is an alien that has landed on Earth and they've come to you because you're obviously the go-to for cinema now, and this alien has never seen film before and never gone to the cinema, and has booked its first ticket, but it can pick any film in the world to go see. What would be your film recommendation for this alien to go see?
I had some fun with this, so I've got the obvious one to start with, which is Independence Day.
Nice. Yeah, a bit threatening.
But I thought you know, Welcome to Earth, I thought that would be quite a nice introduction to Earth, and Will Smith giving the alien a good punch, you know, when he first encounters it. I then went with a couple of others as well. I'm sorry, I couldn't just come up with one. So I've got another film, which actually is one of my favourite films. And I remember seeing this a lot on video, and that's Aliens, rather than Alien, Aliens, which I love that film.
Yeah. I've got to say, you've definitely got a theme with your films there. I'm not sure if this alien would stay or kind of be quick on his spaceship to go.
I've got some really silly ones. So I've got Top Gun and Armageddon. Good fun. Why not? I was sort of, you know, bordering on other ones like Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Definitely for the soundtrack.
Well, then I had the nice ones, which of course is the fluffy side of me. So Spirited Away. Because I thought that would be quite nice. And as well, you know, I'm a true romantic. So I quite liked, you know, one of my favourite films is A Good Year. Or something like Love Actually. Get a few tears going, I think, you know. Hello, Alien. Welcome to Earth. This is really what it is like.
That would give it a bit more faith in humanity, maybe.
So yeah, they were the films that I came up with on that one.
I think that's a pretty good list. I think your alien would be very happy, I think, or maybe very scared. I'm not too sure, but I think that's really good recommendations for our little alien to see. And I think that brings us to an end of our episode today and talking about cinema going and experiences as well over time. So thank you very much for being on my podcast.
Hey, thank you for asking me. I've really enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm glad. And that's us. And we will see you next time with a whole other episode.